Everybody, I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference to prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on prayerfulgathering.com. Hymn number 305, written, of course, by Mary Baker Eddy. The topic today is recruiting youth. Some definitions of allurement from the thesaurus are attraction, pulling power, draw, tug, magnetism. In her article, Ways That Are Vain, in First Church of Christ Science and Miscellany, by Mary Baker Eddy, she says, quote, animal magnetism in its ascending steps of evil, entices its victim by unseen, silent arguments, reversing the modes of good in their silent allurements to health and holiness. It impels mortal mind into error of thought and tempts into the committal of acts foreign to the natural inclinations. Unquote. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Psalms. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Oh, deliver not the soul of the turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. 1 Samuel. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Psalms. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. Jeremiah, wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my Father? Thou art the guide of my youth. Psalms, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. 1 Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in mercy. And from Science and Health, in this revolutionary period, like the shepherd boy with his sling, woman goes forth to battle with Goliath. The serpent, material sense, will bite the heel of the woman, will struggle to destroy the spiritual idea of love. And the woman, this idea, will bruise the head of lust. Such is the sword of science, with which truth decapitates error, materiality giving place to man's higher individuality and destiny. No mortal mind has the might or right or wisdom to create or to destroy. All is under the control of the one mind, even God. While age is halting between two opinions or battling with false beliefs, youth makes easy and rapid strides towards truth. Evil is self-assertive. It says, I am a real entity overmastering good. This falsehood should strip evil of all pretensions. The only power of evil is to destroy itself. It can never destroy one iota of good. Every attempt of evil to destroy good is a failure. and only aids in peremptorily punishing the evildoer. Mind's control over the universe, including man, is no longer an open question, but is demonstrable science. Let truth uncover and destroy error in God's own way. And let human justice pattern the divine. Sin will receive its full penalty, both for what it is and for what it does. Justice marks the sinner and teaches mortals not to remove the waymarks of God. To envy's own hell, justice consigns the lie which, to advance itself, breaks God's commandments. The darkest hour precedes the dawn. This material world is even now becoming the arena for conflicting forces. On one side, there will be discord and dismay. On the other side, there will be science and peace. The breaking up of material beliefs may seem to be famine and pestilence, want and woe, sin, sickness, and death, which assume new phases until their nothingness appears. These disturbances will continue until the end of error, when all discord will be swallowed up in spiritual truth. Mortal error will vanish in a moral chemicalization. During this final conflict, wicked minds will endeavor to find means by which to accomplish more evil. But those who discern Christian science will hold crime in check. They will aid in the ejection of error. They will maintain law and order and cheerfully await the certainty of ultimate perfection. The more destructive matter becomes, the more its nothingness will appear, until matter reaches its mortal zenith in illusion and forever disappears. There is but one real attraction, that of spirit. The pointing of the needle to the pole symbolizes this all-embracing power, or the attraction of God, divine mind. Mankind must learn that evil is not power. Its so-called despotism is but a phase of nothingness. Christian science despoils the kingdom of evil and preeminently promotes affection and virtue in families and therefore in the community. Whoever uses his developed mental powers like an escaped felon to commit fresh atrocities as opportunity occurs is never safe. God will arrest him. Divine justice will manacle him. Let us disrobe error. Mind is not helpless. The intercommunication is always from God to his idea, man. Ages pass, but this leaven of truth is ever at work. It must destroy the entire mass of error and so be eternally glorified in man's spiritual freedom.